The Bentonville High School Chamber Choir opened ceremonies on the Bentonville Square Friday morning. Ceremonies that both honored veterans and marked the opening of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. An estimated 1,000 people gathered under a striking blue sky at the square just south of the new museum. The opening coincided with Veterans Day, 11-11-11, and the first half hour of the official program was dedicated to that holiday. A third grade class led the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance, but just after 12:30, Don Bacigalupi, the executive director of Crystal Bridges, began a low-key, very much local celebration for the opening of the museum.
We thank you all for being here on this very special day. Crystal Bridges looks forward to celebrating many of our uniquely American holidays and traditions in the future. When determining the date for the museum's public opening, we believed it was fitting to be a part of this Veterans Day and offer our support and recognition to the men and women who have served our country throughout the many years.
Former President Bill Clinton delivered warm wishes for the museum during brief remarks that had been recorded earlier and were played to the crowd on video. He said that he was proud of Crystal Bridges as both an Arkansan and an American.
Because it's in Arkansas and it's profoundly beautiful, and because people will visit this prestigious institution from all around the world, I congratulate my longtime friend Alice Walton, the Walton family, and Don Bacigalupi on their remarkable achievement. Crystal Bridges represents what is most innovative about our nation from our beginning. Through hardship and war, through times of prosperity and adversity, our artists have captured the essence of the American experience and of our common humanity. You have given that gift to all our fellow Arkansans, our fellow Americans, and to anyone else who is drawn to this magnificent monument to American creativity.
The architect who first gave visual reality to the Crystal Bridges buildings while drawing on a napkin also gave remarks Friday. Moshe Softy said he may have had the image in his head of what would become the museum's now familiar shape, but he had help.
The great American architect Louis Sullivan said, "There is no great building without a great client." Alice Walton is a great client.
Beaming from the stage, Softy urged those in attendance to make frequent use of the galleries and the Great Hall on the Crystal Bridges campus.
Its many outdoor and indoor places would accommodate the program that we know about, but I wanted to create spaces that will accommodate that which we cannot yet imagine, that which is yet to come. I wanted to make a place that uplifts the spirit, as many of you have said to me in the last few days, a happy architecture.
Alice Walton, whose dream and passion for art led to the museum, spoke for a few minutes as well Friday morning. Many in the crowd were childhood friends and family, and she received several warm ovations while she spoke. She smiled broadly as she recited the number of members Crystal Bridges has already enrolled, more than 5,000. And she emphasized the process from a drawing on a napkin to the groundbreaking to the Friday opening had been a group effort.
This project exemplifies the way one single gift grows and becomes greater as many more give generously of their time, their expertise, and their resources. Many, many people have been involved in this effort and in helping this dream come true.
Friday's ceremony was not without a bit of whimsy. A video presentation near the end of the event followed a mysterious package that was transported by J.B. Hunt, Tyson, and Walmart trucks to Crystal Bridges buildings. Eventually, on the video, Don Bacigalupi and Alice Walton opened the bag to reveal a common open sign. At that moment, streamers were fired over the square, and the University of Arkansas marching band played, and Crystal Bridges, after a six-year process, was officially opened.
This is it. It's 11, 11, 11.